Welcome back. To the AIE podcast. I was honestly going to start with how dumb you are. How dumb 20 people are for consistently, or like, actually 50 in the last like 10 podcasts. 50, I know. It's a shocker. 50 people are dumb enough to listen to my shit voice talk about the stupidest things. And I know I've tricked, let's say 30. I'm almost sure 15 of you have at least clicked off after I called you stupid. But for the ones who stayed, you're even dumber. Joke, clown. All fun and games. All love here. Love the Bingo Gangers. Just want to say thank you, everyone, for, you know, listening. I'm hoping to get more people on, and for the first time in a while, I'm having good ideas for this podcast. And I know you're like, what does that mean? All your ideas are so shit. Like, how to fit in anywhere? Like, come on. That's such a bad idea. And I've done way too many podcasts, and so ideas don't flow as well. But today I was like, man, there's so many ideas I do want to cover and do want to talk about. And some are a little more serious. I'll do those later on. But I've had way too many emo podcasts in the last 3 months. And so, you know, we're trying to have fun here. And so I'm going to be talking about why Twitter. Yes, Twitter is the best. And I hit a wall. Social media app. Okay, I know you're like, huh? There's no way that's true, Christian. I'm telling you, yes, it is. So, let's begin with the fact that I don't use all social media apps. Okay? Let's just give a baseline of what social media apps I could be considering. Example, I don't use Snapchat. Too many photos. Way too much. Way too many. It's already off. Even if I used it, no way it would have won. Okay? Just saying that. And don't say my opinion skewed because I haven't used it. It's not. It's just a fact I wouldn't have liked it. Okay? I wouldn't have liked it. And also, I don't use TikTok. I'm really avoiding all the T's. Not all the T's, but double T. See? Twitter has one because it knows itself. TikTok has to have two T's and two K's. Okay, how insecure is TikTok, okay? Having two of the same two-letter combos, it's like having multiple pairs of brothers on the same team. It's not special anymore, okay? It really isn't. So, I don't use those two social medias, and yeah, I wouldn't, okay? If those are your favorite social medias, then nothing is wrong with you, but something is wrong with you. Okay. So, let's begin with the fact that my opinion is my opinion. And you can have your own wrong opinion. I don't know why I'm being so rude, but it's enjoyable. But you can have your own wrong opinion. I won't judge you, but secretly, deep in my heart, I will be judging you on how wrong your choices are. And yeah, just let's move on. So, Facebook. Why isn't that my favorite? It's only people who are older than the age of 20 who use Facebook. The only part of Facebook that anyone uses is Messenger. Like, let's be completely honest. Messenger is the only part of Facebook anyone uses. Guys, don't even lie. People do it, join whatever Messenger group you have to join, or you need to DM someone, your tutor. Join a group chat for, I don't know, what have people joined? Dance, maybe joining to talk about how much you love water. I don't know, okay guys? Facebook, oof. Even in the Philippines, most people, I think, use Facebook, but I think there's been more of a slight shift. I see a lot of Filipinos on Twitter nowadays. We'll talk about that a little later. But yeah, I think that Facebook, move aside. Phew. Next. Instagram. I think. I'll also Google a list of social media so I make sure that I'm not missing any obvious one. So, Instagram. Instagram's fine. Some interesting posts. Really love, the posts, on ESPN, SportsCenter, all the league posts. But then, it's Instagram. Too many. Trying to copy everything. Trying to copy Snapchat, TikTok, anything. Which makes it feel like you're not left out if you only use Instagram, aka myself. But you understand it's kind of a copy. And yeah, I like Instagram. Just too many images. I'm a more text-based person. But I'm also a visual person. I don't know. It just depends. But personally, that's how I feel. And yeah. Next. YouTube, I'm not considering. It is social media, but, I think it's a different thing entirely. I think it's not when you... All of these that I'm talking about today are mainly based on your phone. You usually look at it on a phone. Except maybe Reddit, but... Talk about that later. I'm just leaving for later. So YouTube is not considered. Because if it was, it'd be my favorite. Because YouTube... So much good content. All my favorite creators are YouTube creators. Now, on to Reddit. I love Reddit, to be honest. I don't look at it enough because being a Redditor is cool. People can tell when you're a Redditor. I am a Redditor. People can tell that. If they can't, then they're blind to that fact. Okay? Not calling you blind. If you are, sorry. But hopefully this podcast can, make you smile for a bit. And then, my heart's with you. Next, continuing on. Reddit I do enjoy, but I think there are a lot of idiots on Reddit. When you're trying, for me personally, I enjoy the community. I look at Reddit a lot for that. Looking at people and reading text tips from people who are better than me. Because there are a ton of people who are a lot better than me. And then you have idiots who give false things and it just spam comments that annoy the hell out of you. And, there's the same on Twitter, but not to the extent of Reddit. There are so many idiots that you can scroll through. I myself would not say I'm smart, but I would like to say that I'm not an idiot. And so, yeah. Reddit, way too many of those. Now on to why I love Twitter. Firstly, I know Twitter, there are a few on people's feeds, sexual posts, I know. But besides that, you just gotta right click on the three dots, not interested, okay? Because I am not interested in that. I'm not into Twitter because of that, do not think about that. I'm 14, okay? Do not. So... Why do I love Twitter? Twitter, I think, is... There are... All of these apps kind of have DM sessions. But I think with Twitter, it's Twitter's not one where I think it's really personal. I'm almost sure... Oh, jeez. I can't say almost normally. Almost. Oh, okay. I'm almost sure on Twitter DMs, it's mainly just, things for giveaways or things you're just spamming a creator. Instagram, I think people actually DM, some people actually DM mainly on Instagram, so it separates that social aspect, which I like, and Twitter's that, kind of social media where I have, the fewest friends on it, Twitter, I can post whatever, I love it, I can retweet everything, and no judgment, because, 6 people followed at my account. It's great. And so, I can just scroll through things and... with athletes, on Instagram, they're just flexing how good they are. The drinks they're drinking, photos of themselves. On Twitter, it's like, you can share a photo, but it's mainly the opinions of people. Like, LeBron talking about, I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, but we can see on Twitter him posting about, oh, like, I'm never missing the playoffs, or like, Odell Beckham Jr., who's an NFL wide receiver, like, he's, it's free agency right now for the NFL. He makes it a little more entertaining. He's like, oh, I know the next big move. Which he probably does, but he can't say out loud. Because, well, he can't. And Twitter is also where I get the most updates about things. I like their section on updates and news, whose birthday it is. Like, when it's someone's famous, when someone famous has their birthday, you know, it pops up. It's like, oh, cool. And then I think it's also the one where there are the most fans. It's the most accessible for fans of specific things. Like with League, I like such a specific team in Korea. So in the Philippines, a very popular team is T1. They have the GOAT Faker. And you can find people talking about him on every social media because he's that big. But the team I like, called Kwandong Freaks, who are a lot smaller, playing the same league, but they're not as popular, especially the Filipino audience. On Twitter, you can find people who are fans of them, and who, even if they speak in Korean, I can just translate tweet. I love that feature. And so, I can see also their opinions, and it's just more accessible to me. Like, no one on Instagram is going to post about them. They might post about T1, but they're not going to post about them. Twitter, just awesome. Also, Tenz doesn't ever post on IG, but he posts a lot on Twitter. Tenz, I'm sorry, they lost today, but I heckin' love Tenz. What's up, Tenz? Next open qualifier. So, Twitter is amazing. I love Twitter. And I'm moving, and yeah. Hope you enjoyed today's AAU podcast. Just trying to have more fun doing whatever makes the boat grow and trying to do more things that like I actually enjoy. It's not like a podcast where I just drink water. You really dumb. Like that has like 40 views. People are interested in me drinking water. Thanks guys. Stay hydrated. I really don't know what to say, but thank you for listening to the AAU podcast. Peace out, Bangkok gangers, and bye, guys. Oh my god, my viewers are so dumb. They listen to all this stupid content. Oh my god, I didn't stop recording. No way this was intentional. My gosh. I don't know why I did that shit, like, sketch on just audio. But yeah, thank you for listening. Bye, guys.